Shalom aleichem rabbi, shalom from Yerushalayim mir hakodesh. Beizeh Hashem yisborach u'b'siyata d'shmaya meruba. We're about to begin Parshas Emor, which can be divided into 16 topics. Topic number 1, the halachos of kohanim. They may not become tamei lemeis, except for the 7 close relatives, and which women are they not allowed to marry? Topic number 2, the unique halachos of a kohen gadol. Topic number 3, a kohen with a mum, with a blemish, may not do the avoido. And what are the mumen that go underneath this category? Topic number 4, a kohen who is tomei, may not eat kochim or truma gdoilo, and other halachos of truma gdoilo. Topic number 5, a korban with a mum may not be brought on the mizbeach. And what are the mumen that go underneath this category? Topic number 6, you may not bring a korban from an animal that is less than 8 days old. And you may not shecht any animal, the mother and its child. Topic number 7, keep Shabbos. Topic number 8, on Yud Dalet Nisan, bring Korban Pesach. And on Tes Vov, through Chof Aleph Nisan, is Chag HaMatzos. Topic number 9, the Korban HaOmer, brought on the second day Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan. Topic number 10, Sfiras Oimel. Count 50 days from when you brought the Oimel until Chag HaShavuos and the Korbanos brought on that day together with the Shtei Alechem. Topic number 11, Rosh Hashanah. Topic number 12, Yom HaKippurim. Topic number 13, Chag HaSukkos. Topic number 14, light the menorah with Shemen Zayis Zoch. Topic number 15, how to prepare the Lechem Aponim to be put on the Shulchan. And last topic, topic number 16, the story of the Mekalel, the one who cursed Hashem. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Emor, Hilchos Kohanim. V'ayomer Adonai el Moshe Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aharon ve'amarto aleihem l'nefesh lo yitamo be'amov. And Hashem told Moshe to tell the Kohanim, the children of Aharon, and tell them they may not come in contact with the dead. They may not become tomei meis. Says Rashi, Emor al Kohanim, Emor ve'omalto, the double lashon. What is it coming to teach us? Lahazir gdoilim al ktanim, that the gdoilim above 13 years old have to warn the ktanim that they also may not become tomei lemeis. The pasuk says, Hakohanim b'nei Aharon. Isn't that superfluous? Says Rashi, if it just said B'nai Aharon, I would have thought Yochel Chalolim. That includes also a Kohen who is a Cholol. A Cholol is a Kohen who is born from an illegal Kohen marriage. Let's say, for instance, a Kohen marries a Grusha, a divorced woman, someone he's not allowed to marry. The child born from such a union is considered a Cholol. He is B'nai Aharon. He is a descendant of Aharon Kohen. Nevertheless, says the Torah, he is not mitzuve on Tumas Meis. If it just said B'nai Aharon, you may have included Chalolim. Yochel Chalolim, Tamud Lemar HaKohanim, only if he's a valid Kohen. And a Cholol is not a valid Kohen, and therefore there is no Isser Tumas Meis on a Cholol. So why didn't the Pasuk just say Kohanim? Why did it say B'nai Aharon? Says Rashi, B'nai Aharon, Af Bali Mumin B'mashma, even a Kohen who has a mum, who may not do avoido in the Beis HaMikdosh, nevertheless, he is mitzuve not to become tomei lemeis, and that we learn out from the B'nai Aharon. B'nai Aharon v'loi B'nois Aharon, female Kohanim have no issue to become tomei lemeis. Lo yitamo be'amov, in his nation, he may not become tomei. What is that coming to teach us? Only bo'id sha'meis b'stoich amov, only while the mace is within other people that could take care of the mace. Yosha mace mitzvah, this is coming to exclude a mace mitzvah that there is nobody to take care of. He's on the road, no one's there, and he's the only person that can bury this mace. Then the Kohen is mitzvah to become tomei lemeis to bury the mace mitzvah. Posuk Bey's exceptions to the 7 relatives that he may and must become tomei to. Says Rashi, ki im lishayro yakoroi veilov leimoi ulaviv velivnoi ulavitoi uleochiv. ולאחויסוי הבסולו רק רויבוי לו, ואשר לא יהויסו לאיש לא ייתמו. Only to the following seven closest relatives may he and he must become tomei. Number one, ki'im l'she'eiro yakoriv eilov, his closest relative, referring to his wife. Le'ima yolo oviv, his mother and his father, v'livna yolo bita yolo ochiv, his son, daughter, and brother. And what about the sister? She's put in a separate posuk. She has a unique category. Not any sister may a kohen be metame. Only if she is not married yet. But we know that a Jewish marriage consists of two parts, kiddushin and nisuin. The only time he may not become tomei to his sister is once she is a nesua. But an arusa, which is after the kiddushin stage, then he can become tomei to her. And that is learned out of the extra words, hakeroivo elov. Even if she is an arusa, but she's ashaloyhoyso leish, she was never with another man, she is not an asua yet, to such a sister, including the other six koivim, lo yitamo, he has a mitzvah to become tomei to them. Says Rashi, ki im lesheiroi ein sheiroi alo ishtoi. Hakeroivo lerabo yiseso arusa, ashaloyhoyso leish, lemishkov. Namely, she did not know nisuin yet to this man. Lo yitamo mitzvah. It's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah. Pozuk dalet lo yitamo baal be'amov leheichaloi. Even though in pozuk beis we learned that you're allowed to become tomei to your wife, but that's only if it's a wife that you're allowed to be married to. But if the kohen is married to a woman he's not allowed to be married to, which we'll see in Pasuk Zion, who are those women? He may not become tomei to her, because she is mechalel him. As long as they're married, he also has a din of a cholol. He can't do avoido, and therefore do not become tomei to such a woman. But that's only if she died be'amov, within the city. But if she is also a meis mitzvah, he's walking on the way and he finds his dead posel or wife on the road, he must become tomei to her like any other meis mitzvah. Says Rashi, lo yitamo baal be'amov lehichaloi. Lo yitamo leishtoi psula shumechulol bo boido imoi. If a kohen is married to a woman, he's not allowed to marry. As long as he's married to her, he has the status of a cholol and do not become tomei to her when she dies. How do you fit into the words of the pasuk? V'chein b'shutoi shel mikro lo yitamo baal b'she'eiroi, a husband may not become tomei to his wife, but only ba'oid she'i b'toich amov, only when she died in the city among other people. She'esh lo koivrim, there are other people to bury her. She'eino meis mitzvah. U'be'eizo she'eiro malti, which type of wife am I telling you not to become tomei? Bo'iso she'hi leheichaloi, only a wife that's mechalalim. Leischalal hu mikehunose, that makes mecholol from his kehuna, as long as they're married. Posuk hei lo yinkrechu kocho beroishom ufeas zekonom lo yigaleichu uviv sorom lo yisretu sorotes. They may not tear out their hair from their head when mourning over the dead, and they may not destroy their beard with a razor, and they may not scratch their skin when mourning over the dead. Says Rashi, lo yikrechu kocho al meis. There is no issur to rip out your hair stam. It's only when it's on the dead. Frek Rashi v'aloy af Yisrael huzaru al kach. Why does the Torah put it over here by kohanim? We know that the Yisraelim also have an issur to rip out the hair over the dead. It's a posuk in Parshas Re'e. Perek Yudaled posuk aleph v'lo yisosimu kocho bein einechem lo meis. So what is the posuk telling me over here, unique to kohanim? And for Rashi, there is nothing unique about kohanim. But we can pair the two psukim. Elo lefi shenemar b'Yisrael, bein einechem. Over there it says, lo yisosimu kocho bein einechem. You know how to tear out the hair between your eyes, which means on top of the head, where we put our tefillin, which is keneged between the eyes. You may think, only b'mokom tefillin. That's the place of the Isra of kocho. How do I know that it's on the entire head? Our posuk beroishom. V'yilmedu Yisrael mekohanim egzera shove. We learn out that Yisraelim are also osur to do it in all over their head. How do we learn now with the Gzeira Shava? Nema kan kocho. Nema ba Yisrael kocho. Ma kan koloroish afnalon koloroish kol mokoim sheikrach beroish. Any place on the head that you tear out hair, you're going to be chayiv. That's what we learn out Yisrael from Kohanim. But there's something we learn out by Kohanim from Yisrael also. Ma lalon over there, it says almeis. Afkan so too over here with Kohanim. It's only if he tore his hair when mourning over the dead. This Isser also we had in Parashas Kiddushim. Over there it said, Lishashchis Pazakonecho. So what is this pasuk come to be, Malve? The fish and Emma Yisrael Lishashchis, now to destroy your beard. You may have thought that if you pluck your hairs out, or if you cut the hairs with some type of sanding machine that they used to cut wood, you would think that's also going to be chayev, because that's loy sashchis, that's destroying the hair. L'kach nemar our pasuk loy galeichu. It's only osur in a shaving type of way, namely with a razor. Sheinu chayev elo al dovo akoru giluach v'yesh bo yashchoso. It's got to be both. Something that's called shaving and something that destroys. What is the combination of both? V'zeu tar. Only a razor could fulfill these two requirements. Here also, we had this Isra above in Parshas Kedoshim, as it says, V'seret lo nefesh lo isitnu. What do we need our pasuk for? Lefi shenema b'Yisrael, V'seret lo nefesh lo isitnu. If I only had that pasuk, I would have said, Yochil sorat chomesh sritois. If a person scratched himself 5 times on one mace, Yochil lo yehi chayv elo achas, only one malchus, our pasuk lo yisretu sorotes, the extra word sorotes, lechayev al kol srito usrito, sheteivazu yeseiro hinidroish. Sorotes is an extra word. Shehoyo li lichtoiv lo yisretu. Bani yodea shei sorotes. What did it say sorotes? Yechayev on every single srito. Pasuk vav kedoshim yehiu leila yehem velo yechalelu sheim elo yehem ki es ishe adonai lechem elo yehem heim makrivim behoyu kodesh. You have to make the kohanim holy for Hashem, even if they're not interested in separating themselves from what they're not allowed to do, tumas meis, and marrying the woman they're not allowed to marry. Bezdin is mitzuveh to see to it that they will stay kodosh, and they should not be mechalel shem Hashem. Why are kohanim special? Why do they have these special halachos? Because it is they who do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They put the korbanos on the mizbeach, and therefore they have to be holy. Says Rashi, kodoshim yehiu al kochom, against their will, yakdishum bezdin bekach. Pozuk zayin, isho zayno v'chalolo lo yikochu v'isho gerusho me'isho. Lo yikochu ki kadosh hu leiloi hov. There are 3 types of women that a kohen may not marry: a zoino, a chalolo, and a grusho. A zoino is a woman who had relations with a man that she's not allowed to marry. For instance, chayve krisus, or a nosin, or a mamzel. The word zoino over here is different than the word zoino we had in Parshas Kedoshim, al techalel es bitcho le'as noiso. Over there, it meant simply to give her over to a man for a bia shaloi l'shem kiddushin. But over here, if a woman was nival by stama man, a kosher man, someone that she could have theoretically married, that does not turn her into a zoino to ask her to marry a kohen. Legabe the isra marrying a kohen, definition of a zoino is only if she was nival by a man that she could not have married. That is a zoino. What is a chalolo? Two types of chalolos. Either a girl that was born from an illegal kohen marriage. For instance, a kohen who married one of these women, the daughter that they will have is a chalolo, and a kohen may not marry a chalolo. Or if this woman was married to a kohen illegally. For instance, you had an almono, which we didn't learn yet, but an almono, a widow, may not marry a kohen godoy. If a kohen gadol married an almona and then he died, so now she also turns into a chalolo, and now she can no longer marry a regular kohen, because that bia of the kohen gadol in her turns her into a chalolo. The 2 types of chalolim, either born from isurei kohuna, or she was nival to a kohen illegally. And the third type, a divorced woman may not marry a kohen. Says Rashi, chalolo, zoino, shenivalo be'ilas Yisrael ha'osur lo, kegoin chayvei krisus, which is any one of the arayos, oinosin ha'mamzer, although they're not chayvei koros, but it makes her into a chalo, into a zoino. Chalolo, shenil domin apsulim shebekouna, kegoin, bas almonen mekohen godoil, oi bas gurushen mekohen hedioit. That's one type of chalolo. Another type of chalolo, v'chein shiniz chalolo min ha'kouna, al dey bias echon min apsulim lekouna. For instance, a kohen godoil who married an almono, he turns you into a chalolo. Posuk ches v'kidashtoi, ki es lechem Elohecho u'makriv, kodosh yihi eloch ki kodosh, ani adoinoi mekadishchem. And you must force him to stay kodosh and not to marry the women that he is not allowed to marry. Why is that? Ki es lechem Elohecho u'makriv, he brings the korbonos to Hashem. Kodosh yihi eloch. You have to treat him with extra respect. Whenever you're serving a meal, he gets served first. Whenever it comes time to bench, he's mezamen. Ki kodosh ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am holy. I am making you holy, and I am commanding you to make the Kohanim holy. Says Rashi, v'kidashtoi al kochoi shim lo yirotzo legaresh. If he doesn't want a divorce, the woman that he's not allowed to marry, halkeyu v'yasreyu ad sheigaresh, give him malchus and torture him until he divorces. Kodosh yeloch nohig boi kedusha. How so? Lifteach rishon v'chol dovor, give him first. Ulevorech rishon v'seuda, he's mevorech, baruch harishoino, baruch harachoino. Posuk tez uvas ish koyhein, kisei chein liznois, es oviho hi mechaleles boish tisoreif. And the daughter of a kohen who defiled herself by being mezaneh, whether she was an arusa, whether she was a nesua, an eshes ish, that was mezaneh. Although we know the regular punishment for an eshes ish that was mezaneh, if she was a nesua, she'll get chenek, as we saw in Parshas Kedoshim. If she was an arusa, she gets skila, as the Torah tells us later on in Parshas Kiseitze. But a bas ish kohen has a special halacha. Being that she's mechalel, she defiled her father. It's an embarrassment for her father. And therefore, her din is sreifa. Says Rashi, kisei cheiliz nois kshetis chalel al deiznus, when she becomes defiled through being mezaneh. Shoyusabo zikas bal vezinso. She was connected to a husband, and she was mezaneh. What connection to the husband? Oy min ha'erusin, oy min ha'nisuin. V'rabbi seinu nechleku v'adovor, exactly what are we talking about? But v'akoyim moidim shalei diber ha'kosu bepnuya. We're not talking about a single girl. There she will not be chayev misa. Esoviyo hi mechaleles, chilelo ubizeso es kvoidoi. She defiled and was mevazet, his honor. Shoyim rimolo, people say about the father, orur shezu yolad, orur shezu gidel. People curse her father that gave birth to such a girl. Adkan, the first topic. Hilchos kohanim. On to the second topic, hilchos kohen godoil. והכהן הגדול מחוב אשר יוצק על ראשוי שמן המשחו ומלאס ידוי ללבוש את הבגדים אס ראשוי לא יפרו ובגדיו לא יפרוים. But a kohen godoil who has the shemen amishcha, he was anointed with the shemen amishcha. And even at the end of Bais Rishon, when there was no shemen amishcha, and how did you become a kohen godoil at the end of Bais Rishon and throughout Bais Sheni? Umiles yodoy liboishes abgodim, by wearing the shemen abgodim, a kohen godoil may not grow his hair more than 30 days, nor may he tear his clothing, even if one of his seven relatives died. Says Rashi, lo yifro, lo yegadel peral evel, should not grow his hair out of avelus. Veizo gidul pera, yes, al mishloishim yoim, more than 30 days, he may not grow his hair. Posu gerale, veve al, kol nafsho is meis, lo yavoi, le avivu, le imoi, lo yitamo. Vel kol nafsho is meis, lo yavoi, he may not even enter the oihel, the tent, where a meis is present. This halacha is also true by a kohen hedyoit. He may not enter the tent of a mace, not only not touching the mace, but even under the same oil. In that halacha, they're both equal. The chiddush over here is that a kohen godol has no heter or mitzvah for his closest relatives. Al kol nafshois mace lo yovoi. even le'ovi v'le'imoi lo yetamo, which was included already when you told me, val kol nafsho is meis lo yovoi, rather le'ovi v'le'imoi lo yetamo is coming to tell me, but for a meis mitzvah, even a kohen godoil is mitame. Says Rashi, val kol nafsho is meis lo yovoi, be'oi hela meis. Nafsho is meis doesn't simply say meis. What is the nefesh of the meis? We saw above in Parshas Achrei Mois, the nefesh of the person is his dam. Nafsho is meis, lohovi revis dam min hameis shemetame be'oil. If there's a revis adam that came out of a dead body, that's also metame be'oil. Lohovi v'leim lo yitamo, I know this already, from al kol nafsho is meis lo yavoi, lo yibo'elo lehantir lo yimeis mitzvah, that a kohen godol is mutter and mechuyev to become tomei to a meis mitzvah. Pozu good beis umina mikdosh lo yitzei velo yichalel eis mikdash lo yehov ki neizer shemen mishchas lo yehov alov ani adonai. And when one of his seven close relatives dies, he may not even go to the levaya, even if he's not coming in contact with the dead. Truly not touching, but even not in oil ha-meis, even to be melave, to escort the meis to the beis hakvois, he may not leave the mikdash to do that. And even though we know that a regular kohen, who is an oinen, may not do avoido, an oinen is somebody who was one of his seven close relatives died on the day of the death and possibly the night afterwards also. A kohen is an oinen, may not do the avoido, and if he does avoido, he's mechalel the avoido. In the case of a kohen godel, that's not the case. V'lo yichalel es mikdash aloikov, if he continues doing avoido, he's not mechalel the avoido. Mashen ken a kohen hedyoit is mechalel the avoido. And why is it that the Kohen Godel may not leave the Mikdash in order to go to the Levi of his close relatives? Ki neizer, he has a crown on his head. What is the crown on the Kohen Godel's head? Shemen Mishchas Elokov. The Shemen HaMishcha is on him. I am Hashem who is commanding them to these halachis. Says Rashi, min HaMikdash lo yitze, eino hoylech achar amito. He doesn't escort the mace. V'hoyd mikan lomnu Rabbi Seinu, shekohen Godel makriv oinen. He does the avoido, even though he's an oinen. V'chein mashmoi, this is how you have to read it into the pasuk. Af imeisu ovi v'imoi. Einoi tzor lo tzeis min ha-migdosh. Elo oivet avoido. He continues doing the avoido as regular. V'lo yechalel es migdash, she'einu mechalel bekachas ha-avoido. She'itir lo ha-kosov, the Torah says he's mutter to do avoido. Diuk, ha-koin hedyoit she'ov ad-oinen. Chilel, a kohen godel, a kohen hedyoid that does the avoido, while he's anoine, he is mechalal the avoido. Pozu yud gimel vehu, isho vivesuleho yikoch. Almono ungrusho vachalalo, zeino es eile lo yikoch, ki im besulo me'amov yikach isho. A kohen godoil, besides for being osur in a grusho, chalolo, and zoino, which even a kohen hedyoit is osur, he has two additional women that he's not allowed to marry. Number one, the woman he marries must be a besula, a virgin. And number two, she may not be an almona, a widow. You'll ask, isn't that included in a besula? Not necessarily so. Because even if she's an almono mino erusin, she was not nival yet, but she's still an almono and she's also to marry a kohen godoil. Says Rashi v'chalolo shenuldo mipsulei kehuna. Above, by kohen hedyoit, Rashi told us two types of chalolos. Either she was born from an illegal kohen marriage, nuldo mipsulei kehuna, or she was nival to a kohen. The example over there was an almono the kohen godoil may not marry now a kohen hedyoit. But over here by a kohen godoil, there is no, that example doesn't exist because she's going to be usher anyways because she's either an almono or any other isser. Therefore, Rashi tells us over here there's only one type of halolo. Shenuldo mipsule kehuna. Posuk tezvo v'lo yichalel zaroi v'amov ki ani adonai mikadeshoi. Do not marry these women that a kohen godoil is not allowed to marry. Nehuadin. Any the woman that a kohen is not allowed to marry, in order that he should not be mechalel his children. Because if a kohen or a kohen godel marries someone they're not allowed to marry, their children will be chalolim. Don't do that. Says Rashi, v'lo yichalel zaroi hoim noso achas min apsulois Zaroy Hemeno, Cholol Midin, Kedushas Kuno. He's Mechulol, he is defiled from Kedushas Kuno. He doesn't have a status of a Kohen. He can't do the Avoido, he's Ladim Metavala Mesim, he can marry whoever he wants. He's not a Kohen. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Emor, the Halochos of a Kohen Godoil.